You know, people are more willing to admit that they have a bad habit, like smoking, eating too much sweets, gambling even. But they shy away from saying that they are hooked or addicted to someone or something. Addiction is just a dirty little word. Addiction, defined, is a state of physiological or psychological dependency that is liable to have a damaging effect. Call it what you want. Addiction. Habit, compulsion, dependence, need, craving. The internet has become the newest, most rapidly growing form of sexual acting out for many sexual addicts today. A lot of sexual addicts have added computer sex to their repertoire. They spend more and more time surfing the net, downloading and reading information. They swap sexual information and pictures with others in chat rooms or with a simple piece of technology, webcams. They are now also directing their own live sex shows on interactive sites. The internet just happens to provide many of the things sex addicts seek all in one place. Isolation, secrecy, fantasy material, endless varieties, around-the-clock availability, and instant accessibility. It's a one-stop sex shop, the internet. You know, seriously, the following is a few patterns and examples of sexual addiction that I found surfing the net. If you think that you or somebody that you know suffers from a sexual addiction, do your homework. There's a lot of information available online. The very first step is admitting there's a problem. But don't stop there. Get help. Sex addicts on the internet often move quickly to more extreme behavior with taking greater risk in the real world. Look for the signs, then look for help. Patterns and examples of sexual addiction. 1. Neglecting commitments because of fantasy life, excessive masturbation. 2. Receiving money or drugs for sex. 3. Paying prostitutes for sex, paying for sexually explicit phone calls. 4. Extramarital affairs, flirting, and seductive behavior. 5. Patronizing adult bookstores and strip shows. 6. Peeping Tom or exposing yourself in public. 7. Having a large collection of pornography at home or at work. 8. Engaging in sex with strangers, having one-night stands. 9. Using position of power to sexually exploit another person or rape. And 10. Using fetishes as part of sexual rituals, having sex with minors or animals. Again, participation in the above-mentioned examples does not make you an addict, or we'd all be one. The addiction comes from a continuation of the behavior despite bad consequences, like losing your job, your family, your freedom, or your well-being. Again, look for the signs, and then look for help. This is Letitia. See you next time.